I've always loved this imagery that Jesus uses to remind us about our faith. You know, add a little flavor to that spiritual life of yours, will you? I kind of hear Jesus saying that. You know, otherwise, what's the point? You might as well put it under your foot and trample on it. I mean, how many of you here would rather eat a saltine cracker with salt on it? Or those who've maybe been in the hospital and you get a saltine cracker without salt, right? We always would choose that. And so what in your spiritual life is kind of adding that flavor? And not only that, but let it shine. We have lots of songs about this imagery. We have our candles that light up our sanctuary, this imagery of letting it shine. I mean, why hide it? It's kind of, you know, do you turn on a flashlight and then cover it up? And God has given each of us the gift of the Spirit. God has given each of us the gift of faith. And when we put that to work, you know, when you become who you are into the world, you're adding a little more flavor into your life. And not only yours, but you're likely adding more flavor into the people that you encounter. And that light of Christ that is within you, when you're truly living who you are, knowing what Christ has done for you, it really cannot be mistaken. And while I was gone over these past 2 weeks, I kept seeing God work in such small ways. But I would have these experiences, and I'd be like, "Now there was God." So one of them was we were on a dock watching a sunset, and there's a little three-year-old with us. And she looks in the water, and she goes, "The river is sad," which I've never heard a line like that. So I'm like, "What are you talking about, you know?" And then I look where she's pointing, and then there's a piece of trash. And so Mom goes, gets a net. They take it out. She picks up the trash out of the net. She goes, "I'll go throw this away, and then I'll wash my hands." And I really thought to myself in that moment, our world's going to be okay. Our kids are going to take care of it. And that's Christ right there. That's a little bit of light. And it's not just little kids that can remind us. World leaders doing such simple acts. I mean, how many of us were moved when Pope Francis went to a juvenile detention center and washed the feet of 12 juveniles, two of them women, two of them Muslim. And he didn't just do this once, he continued to do this as a Maundy Thursday tradition. One simple act, getting on your knees and washing feet, sent waves of who Christ is as a reminder throughout the world. There are so many ways. I remember talking to a friend of mine who works out at the barn door. And this family had come in exhausted. They had two little kids. And there was something that was like over-exhausting. You could just tell. So she engaged them in conversation. They had been moving all day. With two little kids, that's a lot of work to do. So somebody else was feeding them. Well, in the middle of their meal, a bunch of bikers come in. And let's just say they were being a bit rowdy. You could tell the exhaustion and the uncomfortableness grew with the family when that happened. When they finally finished up and got up to leave, the bikers paid for their meal, and all the mom could do was weep. Such a simple act can change a heart. This past week, St. John's Episcopal Church had been egged. And I don't know if you caught it. I couldn't find it. They put a letter in the paper yesterday. I looked online. I had the draft, though. They drafted a letter to the community, to the Mount Pleasant community. "Our holy house of prayer was vandalized with raw eggs Saturday night. It may have been a stupid prank, or it may have been a more serious statement. In either case, I want the community outside of our doors to hear this person or those people is invited through our doors. Let us hear your story. We will forgive you because that's who we are. By simply being who we are, we can be and see the light of Christ working in so many ways. A friend of mine, Jordan, used to walk the border and help people who are crossing into Arizona, giving them water and socks. Wet socks often kill people because of infection and blisters. He came back and he would tell me these stories, which just would dumbfound me, things I just couldn't even imagine, seeing people risking their lives as they were to come into a country that really, once they got here undocumented, weren't really welcome. But when he was leaving there, they went and they worshiped at this Presbyterian church, and they took on some of the local customs, and they worshiped in a circle. And as he was worshiping with his group, he saw the man he had given dry socks to sitting across from him. And it reminded him of a bit of Jesus. See, what we have to understand is my friend Jordan, who did this every year, is not actually a man of faith. He knows the story of Jesus. He doesn't believe the story of Jesus. But in that moment, in that undocumented immigrant, he thought of Jesus, the parents going for the census, and how they were undocumented, and then running from Herod and from the state. And for a moment, when I was listening to this man who doesn't believe in God telling me this story, I thought, oh my gosh, you just saw Jesus, an undocumented immigrant. Or just the other day, a friend of mine, many of you know, Amy Powell, she shared the story of me with me about Juwan, who was an intern. There was a man at the library, CMU, and he was behind the desk when you enter into the library. I guess there's this rule, do not leave from behind the desk. Like, whoever works behind that desk, you are to not leave. You know, we will fire you. Stay right there, you know? And I guess it's a thing there. So if you're behind the desk, you don't leave. Well, a man who had been staying at the ICRH, who was blind, had walked in. He was actually blind from a self-inflicted wound and had scarring because of it. Most people who looked at this man would literally look the other way, because they were uncomfortable. And when this man walked in, he started struggling with a sign that was out of place and in the way. And Juwan didn't care about the rules. He just walks out from behind the desk, grabs the man's arm, and guides him over safely to the elevator. A simple act. But you know what? When Amy went home, she was talking to her husband, Tony, and what she had to say to him was, I saw the face of God today. I saw the face of God today. Your light shines even when you're not trying, even when you're just being who you are. Do not be afraid to be yourself in this world, because God has given you the gift of the Spirit. God has given you the gift of faith. And knowing what Jesus has done for us on the cross and through that resurrection, we're given a joy that we can't help but shine to everybody. So no matter how much darkness surrounds, my prayer is you have salt in yourselves and that you shine.
Amen.